This is the model for analyzing language use in our society, where we look at different levels. We look at the level of culture, and there we study ideology and genre. For example, in our culture, the ideology is that we have an independent media, and one of the genres there is news reporting. Now, that situation, the context of situation is it's a register, and here we talk about field, mode, and manner. And this explanation that now appears might help you to understand what that means. The register is, these are variations in language according to a specific use. And the field refers to the subject matter or the topic, for example in this case news. The mode is the role that the language plays in the social interaction. For example, is it written or is it spoken? And manner describes the relationship between the participants involved in the reading of the news or the listening of the news or the giving of the news. And then we need linguistic tools to study this language. We look at semantics, meaning, and we also look at pragmatics, the meaning in context. And then we look at syntax, which is sentences, morphology, which is words, and phonology, which is sounds. Going back to the initial ones, ideology, these are beliefs and values that make up a person's or a society's view of their world. And genre, these are culturally appropriate step-by-step structures for any goal-oriented activity. So, for example, you can recognize a news TV broadcast genre. You know often how it begins, how it progresses, and oftentimes how it ends. In this model of language and context, each level is realized in choices made at the level below it in a predictable and systematic way. The relationship extends all the way from the abstract levels of context, that is ideology, down to the concrete levels of expression, sentence, words, and sound. Therefore, we can, or in fact, can we actually do this? What I'm suggesting is that we could predict downwards and we could deduce upwards. That is, texts can be studied for phonology, morphology, syntax, semantics, in order to recover aspects, let me say that again, in order to recover aspects of the ideologies contained within the texts. So this riddle that we looked at before, the reason I suggest that it is a riddle, is because of the dominant ideologies that exists within our society. And this dominant ideology is that the default is male rather than female. And because those of you who couldn't get the riddle straight away, you are a part of the society in which we live, and in this society, the default is that the male is the norm, and therefore your thinking was that the male, the surgeon was a male. And yet it was so simple, the actual answer.